This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. There are mass arrests and clashes at pro-Palestinian college protests. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
A dramatic scene at Columbia University Tuesday night. Police enter a second-floor window at Hamilton Hall using flashbangs to clear protesters demanding the school divest from Israel business.
Hamilton Hall is now secure.
Mayor Eric Adams says Columbia asked for assistance and blames outside agitators.
There are those who are attempting to say, well, the majority of people may have been students. You don't have to be the majority to influence and co-opt an operation.
Police also moved in at City College. About 300 arrests were made overall. Meanwhile, at UCLA, counter-protesters attacked a pro-Palestinian encampment, says student Edgar Gomez.
There were fights going on, too. Like, they started hitting each other with sticks, and there were a lot of moments where there were a bunch of pepper sprays.
I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Wednesday. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan has more.
Blinken reiterated on Wednesday that the U.S. position is that Hamas was, quote, standing in the way of a ceasefire, according to the State Department. He has urged the group to accept what he called an extraordinarily generous truce deal. The deal would see 33 hostages released in exchange for a larger number of Palestinian prisoners and a halt to the fighting in Gaza, with the possibility of a more comprehensive deal later. A senior official for Hamas said the group was still studying the proposed deal, but accused Blinken of failing to respect both sides and described Israel as the real obstacle. Blinken's trip to Israel comes amid growing speculation that Israel will soon launch a long-promised assault on the southern Gaza city of Rafah.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. For additional stories, visit voanews.com.